Hello and welcome to the Why Run podcast. Each episode I talk to a different guest about how running has helped them through a challenging or difficult time in their lives. So whatever's going on in your life at the moment, good or bad, I hope that my guests will inspire you to put on your trainers and hit the road running. Hello everyone and welcome back to the show. It's pretty hot out there at the moment and I really do hate to run when it's like this. So my 10K Race for Life last Sunday across Blackheath in London with the shade from only one tree for the entire route on what felt like the hottest day of the year was an absolute killer. But still, I have my friend Nicola with me, and although we felt like we were being barbecued and thought we were going to faint at times, we decided to walk it, and I'm so glad we did. We felt no guilt whatsoever. We got to have a chat, and as I've always said, I'm here to jog run because it makes me feel better about life and myself. I'm not here to break any records, and I got to catch up on all the goss. Anyway, enough of that. Our subject today on Why Run is managing stress at work, something I'm sure many of you can relate to. There's lots of people out there at the moment facing difficult times at work, and the pressure upon workloads is incredibly heavy for so many at the moment. My guest today is Hassan, who works in finance, an area of work renowned for its high demands. And over the years, he's had to negotiate work burnout, redundancy and unemployment. And inevitably, this has at times led to an unhealthy lifestyle with no exercise, poor diet and weight gain, as work has had to take priority over the rest of his life.
I was in quite a stressful job. I was doing stupid hours, finishing late, taking a taxi home, having like a takeaway, waking up in the morning. And that was just, it was probably not a great time in my life. And yeah, the weight just piled on without even me noticing.
In 2017, he started with walking, and soon after he took up running, and he's now completed 5 marathons, organises a lunchtime running group at his work for people of all abilities, and he could never imagine a time when he won't run.
I just feel whatever I face in life, I could literally solve it by going out for a run. That's how I feel at the moment. So whether it's a bad day at work or I'm stressed about exam or something, I just know because just sit like with my job sometimes I could just sit down all day and I realize, oh my god, I haven't got up yet.
I started off by asking Hassan about the time in his life 10 years ago when he faced burnout at work.
I wish back then when I went through that, you know, I think I probably hit depression. I was never diagnosed with depression, but I wasn't happy. So I'm pretty sure it was depression, but I was never, I don't know if you get diagnosed with depression. I don't know. I'm not very close to it, but it did feel I was getting there. And then it was a good company. I loved working there. I just had a change in management. It just didn't work out. And I had to make a decision one day and say, look, I went to my manager and said, look, I can't do this anymore. I had to be honest with myself because I love the company, but this was not doing me any good. And it's hard to make that choice. You know, I was quite young in my career. And obviously, this was all new to me. I didn't have running at the time. I didn't have an outlet. And this was just, it just took over me. And I wasn't happy. You know, when you wake up in the morning and you go into work, you're not happy. And you're not eating well. You're putting on weight. You know, I didn't even realize this. And I just thought, you know what? That day went in. I think I was in tears, actually, speaking to my manager. I don't usually cry that easy, but I broke down in tears and said, look, this is too much for me. I can't do this.
So was that because of the hours that you were doing or the stress?
Hours, and I wasn't getting support. I wasn't getting my manager's support, which was not great.
So what sort of hours were you working?
No joke. I was working till 2 in the morning in the office. And taking a taxi on, I mean, I claimed it back on expenses, but it doesn't really matter because, I mean, my day is gone. And then next thing in the morning, wake up at 7 and I'm back at work again.
It's completely unsustainable, isn't it?
Exactly. That's the word. It's unsustainable.
Yeah. And so how long were you doing that for? How long were you in that role for?
I was probably doing that for a good 6 months. But yeah, the last 2 months were brutal, I think, because I'd taken on 4 people's jobs. So they did a restructure. 4 people's jobs got combined into one, and that was given to me as a new role. So yeah, it was not great, not ideal.
Did you leave that job with another job to go to?
No, I didn't. No.
That's quite a major thing to do, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I just I needed to get out. Sometimes there's a bar or a line, and I clearly crossed it. And this was before people used to talk about, I'm trying to think what year this was. This was 2011. So I don't remember people ever talking about mental health, mental well-being. It was free that completely. I mean, you hear it all the time now, but
yeah.
And, you know, it's good that people do talk about it a lot now. It's so important. But yeah, back then I had no one really to talk to. So
how did you get through that? Were you exercising then? Or?
No, not doing. That's the thing. When you're in that mindset, I don't know how to describe it. It just takes over completely. And it's a shame because sport was always a big thing. I'm not sure why I'd let it. I think we're all human. That just took me over completely. I wasn't myself at all. So,
well, I think just the demands of the job, isn't it? It creeps up on you.
Yeah.
You've got, you know, working in a stressful role or.
Definitely.
So whatever you're doing, isn't it? You know, things can really slip, can't they? So tell me a bit about when you first got into running, how you got started. I mean, were you competitive? I mean, not all sporty when you were at school and
things? Oh, gosh. I mean, yeah, I mean, running is very new to me. But throughout my life, sport's been a big thing. My parents were both into sports and that kind of fell onto me. My main sports really was football and swimming. Those were my two big passions. Swimming probably more than football. I was always in the swimming team.
Oh, right.
As well as the football team. Yeah, I was swimming captain for my primary school. So yeah, I'm born in March, so I'm a Pisces, so that kind of explains my love for swimming. I've always been sporty. I love tennis, badminton, squash. I mean, I've done most sports growing up, really. And then even when I got into, you know, employment and work, I'd always used to organize, you know, whether it was indoor football with my colleagues, go out for tennis, or I joined the squash league. So I've always tried to, you know, spread my passion for sports with others at work because, yeah, it's just good. Sometimes, you know, people wait for someone to organize these things. And I was always the person who used to organize these things, which was quite good. And people used to love that.
So how did the running come about then?
Wow. So just before running, I think it was 2016. I just met a friend from uni who I hadn't met for about 5 years. And the first thing he'd said to me was, "Hassan, you've ballooned." Clearly, yeah, I mean, it's not the nicest thing to say to someone, but yeah, I'd clearly put on a lot of weight. I mean, I work in finance. I was in quite a stressful job. I was doing stupid hours, finishing late, taking a taxi home, having like a takeaway, waking up in the morning. And that was just, it was probably not a great time in my life. And yeah, the weight just piled on without even me noticing. And, you know, that was a lovely comment he said to me. And that kind of, you know, dug a knife in my heart. And that was almost a wake-up call for me to, like, think, okay, I need to do something about this. So I kind of went online, Googled challenges of any sort, and I came across the London to Brighton Ultra.
Okay.
It was 100-kilometer. I mean, this was before running. I haven't even thought about running. So they had 100-kilometer. You can either walk it, run it. You can do it in one day. You can do it over 2 days. So I clearly thought, let me just do this in one day. And I decided to do the walking thing because I hadn't started running yet. So this was in, I think it was about 7 months before the event. The event was in May 2018. So this was, I booked it around October 17. So I booked it and then I started every Saturday. I'll do long walks around London. So leave in the morning and just go for walks around London. I'd go to Greenwich, I'd go to, I don't know, Richmond Park, some of the parks I'd never been to.
That's great, the longest
walk I did was 70 kilometers.
Wow.
I did 70 kilometers in one day.
I mean, it's a great thing to do. And just in terms of like, I mean, because big cities are wonderful for that, aren't they? You know, a new way to get to know like place and things. But yeah, that's taking it on in a pretty heavy way. So no couch to 5K for you there.
No. And you know, my wife joined me as well. The whole point was we would train together and do it together. But she only trained with me probably twice. I was the one quite committed. I mean, that goes back to me as a person. When I'm committed to something, you know, every Saturdays I'd wake up in the morning and not be back in the evening. And I just loved it. I thought I knew London, but no, I definitely knew London by walking around London. And it's just so beautiful, London. It got me really excited and it was just good to work towards something. I was starting to lose weight. I was feeling fit. I was feeling good about myself. It was a great wake up call. So, you know, my friend, if he ever watches this, I'll be thanking him. Not the nicest thing to say to someone, but it clearly woke me up. And I was training for 7 months and then the big day was in May 2018. It was probably the toughest thing I've done in my life.
100K in
100 kilometers in one day.
So did you do this with anybody? Were you like going with someone?
So my best mate from uni joined and my wife joined. So it was the three of us. And then at Clapham Junction Station on the way there, we were all wearing like charity vests. An elderly lady, she was in her 70s, I believe. And she was like, guys, can I join you? We're like, yeah, she just wanted some company and she joined us. I think she'd done these several times and she just wanted some company. So she was with us on the day as well.
It's lovely.
So on the day, my wife, she struggled. Like she's easy. As soon as she starts to feel something, she's like, I can't do this anymore. So she dropped out, which was really good. She dropped out 40 kilometers, which for someone not training.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Like, you know, she said, look, guys, I'm done here. I can't continue. And she dropped off. Trying to remember the lady, I think her name was Carol or Linda. Yeah. I cannot remember to save my life. We carried on together. She made it. She made it. But at one point, because she comes from Brighton, so we're going along the route, and there was like glow lights while we're walking in the dark, and she was convinced that we're walking in the wrong direction. And you know when, and at that point, my
it's not what you need, is it? No,
exactly. My head started to, I'm like, so I kind of just let them both walk ahead, and I kind of took a step back because I didn't want anything to get to me. So because she's like, guys, I know what I'm talking about. I know Brighton. I'm like, no, there's clearly glow sticks. I'm following the glow sticks. So, we got there in the end and it wasn't the wrong direction.
How long did that take you?
It took me 33 hours.
So you were walking nonstop for 33 hours?
Yeah, so every like, it was what's the company called? I think Action Channel, right. I can't remember the name, but they had tents every 20 kilometers where you had food, snacks, you had a medical aid. So I got my blister checked around 40 kilometers, and I remember this specifically. There was someone in front of me in the queue. She was just sobbing in tears. The doctor told her, you need to stop. You're doing yourself harm. And me being the next one to see the doctor, I'm like, please don't tell me that, because that will kill me. Because obviously I was raising money for charity as well, cancer research, and I didn't want, so he looked at me, he was like, you know what, worst case scenario, you'll lose a nail. I'm like, that's fine, I'll take that. As long as I can continue, I can bear losing a nail. So every 20 kilometers would have a break, not a long break, because you don't want your muscles to relax. You just wanted to just, you know, your momentum just, it just shows this. It just shows, I tell anyone, like, you know, people who say they can't do something, I think, you know, your body would always struggle, but mentally you can do more than you think.
I think that's just something that's not always fully realized by people that don't take exercise, is that the mental training is just as important as the physical. And it's
100%.
And it's that feeling that when you've done something and you've done it once, you know you can do it again. So after this, you progressed to running. And so what happened after this?
So I guess the next thing probably relevant is 2019. So I was at British Gas for 6.5 years and I was made redundant. This is the first time ever it's happened to me in my career. I've always worked in companies where it's kind of happened, you know, company's not doing well. Next thing is, you know, you cut costs, which means you get rid of people. It was the first time I was impacted. They got rid of, I don't know, 2,000 or so staff. I was one of the, you know, the people impacted. They said, look, your role doesn't exist in this new structure. And yeah, it was like, wow, this is a wake up call. I was like, wow, this never happened to me. And it was just as, I think it was end of 2019, where we're entering the whole Brexit and there wasn't much roles out there. So it did worry me at the start. And I thought, wow, this is not a great time to be out of a job. So I left, I think it was September 2019, early. I had Berlin Marathon. So to prepare for. So I thought, let me go do the Berlin Marathon, come back and start looking for jobs. And that's where it kind of hit me. There wasn't really much out there. There was, you know, I was applying for jobs, not getting responses. And then we went into 2020. COVID obviously hit. It was not a great year. You know, I'm a qualified accountant. I've got 14 years plus experience, and I wasn't getting any responses back on my applications. You know, it did start to get me.
What is that whole combination to be made redundant before COVID? That's quite a hard thing. So yeah, I mean, how did you manage? How did you manage, really? Because have you got family by now?
No. So we found out, my wife found out she was expecting, I think it was April 2020. So it was the same year So that obviously, when we found out, that kind of hit me as well. I was like, gosh, at that point, I was 7 months out of a job. It started to, how long is this going to take now to get a job now? Now I've got a kid on the way now. So it did start to worry me at that point.
And you've got financial worries and things like that. But it's also, I think, work is right. Also, I don't know, it's identity, isn't it? And things like that for you as well, isn't it?
Well, that was the problem, because at work, you're in the office, you're talking to people, you interact. And then suddenly I'm at home, my wife was going into work. I was just stuck at home, you know, I was applying for jobs. So this is where running really helped me, because at that point, running was a big thing for me. I would go for a half an hour run, clear my mind, get away from job applications, and just come back refreshed. Mm. So when I go back to run, I only started running in like 2017. And I think, why did that come into my life at that point? It's because 2 years down the line, this would be a savior for me. You know, I had something to just help me and help me mentally. I'm so thankful that I found running when I did, because it helped me during that time.
At a time like that, when you're sort of redundant in COVID, there's very little, maybe you just got no structure either, have you? You know, and that could be really hard.
Because one of the things, as part of being made redundant, they send you on this day course to help you. How do you deal with being redundant? So you're in a room with other people you don't know in the same position, and all the people in the room there, some of them, I don't know, had been working for 20 years. And like the thought of them not having a job now, it's like, this is all I know. Like, I don't even know, like, what do I do with a CV? And it was just the worst room to be in. Everyone was just so down. And they started talking about how you plan your days. And I was like, man, I don't want to be here.
So with your running at this time, were you running on your own, or were you running with groups, or what was the situation?
Because it was COVID. So yeah, it was literally COVID. So I put on my shoes on and luckily, living in Croydon, there's so many parks. It's so beautiful, Croydon. I found out a nice park called Happy Valley. It lives up to the name. It's a beautiful park in Croydon. I just came across it during my runs, and it's so beautiful.
How does running, what does it do for you? I mean, you know, what difference does it make to you?
It's funny, like running with me is one of the times where I come up with ideas. Like, it's so weird. Like, oh, I plan a day, or I plan my next run or my next race. It's my time where I can just plan ahead things that I don't, like during work, you're like, bang, 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 you've got work. I mean, my wife sometimes, like, literally, we've got a dual desk here. She can sit next to me and ask me questions, and I'm not zoned out, I'm focused at work. So when I go on runs, there's a time when I can, you know, plan my days, plan my, I don't know, my runs, my races, anything I need to do in my life. That's the time I do it.
It's your sort of processing time, really.
Correct. And sometimes I come up with some great ideas, and then I message a mate, say, look, I've just thought about this. What do you think?
Well, I think it's true. And also sometimes I think you can have like a breakthrough thought, and it can, you know, you can think, oh, that's really amazing. And then other times you can't really hold on to a thought and it just sort of floats away, but you still somehow can help clear your mind a bit, can't it? You know, when you're so busy 100%. With some stressful work and everything like that. Yeah.
I just love the ease of it as well. You don't need to rely on anyone, you know, like tennis or badminton, you need to call someone you can't play on your own. This one, literally within 5 minutes, even less, I can be out of the door starting my run. I don't need to rely on anyone. So that's really good.
I've written down a few things that I think I know about you, and you've got to tell me if these are true. So, you've run 5 marathons. Is that right?
Correct.
That's quite a lot. So we'll come on to those. I'd say you're quite competitive looking at your post.
Competitive with myself.
Yes.
100%. Yeah. I don't worry about others. I give myself targets. Yeah. I try and better them each time, but yeah, definitely competitive against myself. 100%.
And as we've already mentioned, so you're part of several running groups. So I've got that you're part of Adidas Runners.
Yeah.
You're part of Muslim Runners.
Yeah.
You're part of Park Run.
Yeah.
And you're married and you've got a little boy.
I do indeed. Little. He's almost 2.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
A handful. Yeah, but a good age. Just keep you entertained, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why the running helps. Keeps me fit for him, really.
So tell me about some of the different races and events that you've taken part in then. So you've done 5 marathons now. So you said you've done the Berlin Marathon, the London Marathon. Which one has been your favorite so far, would you say?
Oh, it's got to be London. The support. I mean, it's been my dream marathon, and to get the opportunity, I got it through Muslim Runners. Okay. So it was great. Yeah. They had community places and I applied for it and I got it. And yeah, it was just, I can't explain it. The support is amazing. I mean, my favorite part is crossing Tower Bridge. I just love Tower Bridge. It was just a amazing feeling. And then you just feel like, I don't know, it felt quite small when I crossed the bridge. It just felt like it was just me on the bridge. And you just, and funny enough, I was looking out for people who are supposed to be out there like supporting me. I would see them before they see me, so I'd be like, yeah, I see you. I'll be calling them rather than them calling me out. So I mean, yeah, I'd love to do it again. I've entered the ballot for next year, so fingers crossed I get it. But yeah, definitely.
Do you wear headphones?
Yeah, but sometimes I don't. Yeah. You know, sometimes I like listening to nature. Yeah, there's a, you know, especially when you're going trail runs, which is another thing I've got into. You know, you hear the trees, you hear, I don't know, nature. Yeah. It's quite soothing to listen to. Yeah. So not all the time. Sometimes I decide not.
And what about the movements that you're involved with? So are you obviously take part in regular park runs. You travel around different park runs in London.
Yeah, something. I mean, because of marathon training, I always did my marathon training on Saturdays. So I'm really behind on park. I've only done, 27 as of this Saturday. Yeah. So I'm really behind. I'm not hitting the 50s and 100s yet. But yeah, I've decided while I can, let's do it. I'm not training for anything now, so let me do the park run tour.
Yeah.
So I started with the ones around Croydon. I'm kind of venturing out now. So I did the Thames Path. It's a new one. It's only week 3. I did that on Saturday, and yeah, it was really exciting. It was
I think there out. That's the thing with running also, but there are so many movements and groups that you can be a part of. You tell me about, like, you know, you've got your place through Muslim Runners. I mean, have you done any other thing stuff with them? Because I mean, it's about representation, presumably.
Correct. I think whenever they do runs, I try and join up with them. But yeah, I think it's all about, as you say, it's all about inspiring others. So you know, when people see you out there running, I think that's what I try and do. You know, sometimes I get a message from someone saying, you know what, you inspired me to run this morning, I saw your post and that just got me out of the door. So it's just that, it's those little things. I mean I don't think I'm big on social media. I think people do it really well. I'm very basic. I do my thing, but that's enough for me. You know, though, it's those small footprints that make a difference.
Why would you say you do run? What is it that gets you out there week on week?
It just makes me happy. It really makes me happy. I feel on top of the world. I feel fresh. I feel I've got energy. And like, especially sometimes I do lunchtime runs after, like during work, I come back, I feel like I'm more productive in the afternoon. I feel like I've got energy. You know, a lot of people say, don't you get bored of running? I say, the day I get bored of running is the day I won't run. I love running. I literally love running. I'm passionate about it. There's, you know, you'll see my photos. You probably saw all my photos. I'm happy. People say, how are you always smiling in all your marathon photos? I said, I just love it. I mean,
I know it can really transform your mood.
Oh my God. 100%. I mean, even 200%. Yeah. Forget 100, make it 200%. I tell my wife, I think at one point I was probably running too much. You know, it took my wife a bit of getting used to, and then I thought, you know what, I need to nudge it a bit down because it was taking a lot of my time. And you know, you obviously, at the time there was no kid in the picture. So, you know, it's important to give your family the time as well. So I kind of nudged it a bit, not do every day running, do 3 or 4 days. And I think she's over the years now, she's understood how important it is to me and how important it is to my mental well-being, because when I'm happy, she gets a happy side of me. She doesn't get this stressed, this kind of guy. So, yeah.
And how is your work these days? Is it just as stressful, or have you had to learn to manage that?
So I guess with experience with anything, I've learned how to handle it. So I will never, ever get to the point I was years ago. I know now, yeah, my work is stressful, but I know how to manage it now, which is great. Like 5, 6, 7 years ago, no, as it's clearly what happened. Now I can manage it. I know what to do. I know what factors I need to help me with it, taking time out, making sure I have lunch. Yeah, at the moment, sometimes I do long hours, but I make sure it's sustainable. That's so important. So I wouldn't want to get to where I was before.
I think that's wonderful, because there are so many people out there at the moment who are facing burnouts through their work. More and more pressure is being piled onto people. And obviously, since lockdown, a lot more home working, which has advantages but also has disadvantages. And just finding ways to manage those different situations, whether it's going for a run or having a proper lunch break or meeting up with friends, all these factors can help make work more manageable.
Yes, so important to have lunch break. I've even started a lunchtime run club at work.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So that's Thursday. So it's week 4 this week, and it's growing, like words going around the office and people are loving it. I mean, as I mentioned before, people sometimes look for someone to organize things. And now that I've organized this, people are like, you know what? I can do this. You know, it's only half an hour. And I told them, guys, it's not about pace. If someone wants to run fast, you can run ahead. If you want to run slow, I'm just here for you guys. And let's go and take half an hour away from our desks.
That's wonderful. And you must be introducing workers to running for the first time.
Yeah, because even one of them, I'm going to get them to do a half marathon, their first half marathon. They want to do the Vitality Big Half in September. So
maybe I should come along and join you, because doing a half marathon is the next thing on my list. And I want to do it, but I'm just not completely sure at the moment.
But it's never too late. This is what I tell people. It's never too late. Like I've started quite late running, and I didn't think, like when I first started running, I thought it was just a fitness thing. I'll do a 5K, 10K max, but it's just consuming. I think I've seen this Instagram says that, you know, I started running to get fit. Now it's consumed my life, which it is true, but in a good way. People say, I can never run a marathon. I said, look, yeah, I'm not, you know, and this is another thing. People have a certain image or idea of what a runner should be. And this is what really annoys me, is like in my life, a lot of people have told me, you don't look like a runner. I mean, I know I'm no Mo Farah, I'm a bit chubby, and, you know, but we're all runners, you know, as long as you're putting one foot in front of the other, we're all runners. And it's unfortunate that people have this image of, you know, you have to look a certain way to run. That's wrong. That's why I'm hoping, you know, with my post, people see, you know what, some bigger people can run, and we do a good job out of it as well. And that's the problem with social media. You get people, you know, I've spoken to people that tell me they get put off because someone's posted a photo, like, forget it. Like, if social media puts you off, just don't look at it. It's like, why do that to yourself? And it's not about speed, because a lot of people start running. This is like a lot of these guys that I run with on Thursdays, they're thinking about pace. I'm like, guys, don't worry about that. That will come with time. Just enjoy your running. That's why I say enjoy it. Enjoy the journey. Hit little milestones. And then the speed, the pace comes. So trust me, the pace will come. But that's the thing. People think straight, I want to do 5K in 30 minutes or what? No, forget that. Hit the 5K first and then work on the times.
Do you think you'll always run now? Because it sounds from the way you're talking as though you probably will.
I just feel whatever I face in life, I can literally solve it by going out for a run. That's how I feel at the moment. So whether it's a bad day at work or, I don't know, stressed about, I don't know, exam or something, I just know, because I don't even need to go. Even if I went out for 10 minutes, so that would be enough to help me. It's just getting away. Sometimes we just sit, like with my job, sometimes I could just sit down all day and I realize, oh my god, I haven't got up yet, you know. So knowing that I could go for a lunchtime run or a walk, even walking, honestly, This is what I tell my wife as well, walking. It doesn't have, she's not into running, but I said, look, at least go for walks.
Well, like you were saying, getting out is a good way of coming up with new ideas and working through your work.
I'm hoping one of these runs I'll get an inspiring idea that will avoid me looking at screens. So that's the dream, one day.
So aside from work and all the other groups you're a part of, is there anyone else that you find particularly inspiring in the running world?
Ah, yes. So I've also joined Run Grateful. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Yes, he was a guest on the show.
Mark, great guy, Mark, and the team. So I joined them, I think it was that the same year? It must have been 2019 or 2020, I can't remember. So he did a 24-hour challenge, which was you run a mile every hour on the hour for 24 hours. You know of it, yeah?
Yes, I did that. Yes. Running a mile of gratitude every 24 hours.
Great guy. Yes, grateful, so gratitude. Powerful. So every mile we would dedicate, we're in a group. So I was in a group of strangers. I hardly know anyone. And every mile we would just dedicate that mile to someone or something in our lives. And it was good. People really opened up. It's so important, I think. And I do live my life now always thinking, okay, what should I be grateful for? What am I grateful for? Because that is so important. And yeah, that he opened a new world to me. Honestly, he's a great guy, and what he's doing with the Run Grateful team is amazing.
No, actually, I interviewed Mark for the last episode on the show, and it does. Gratitude is something that really resonates with me, and I think with everybody, it is sort of turning your life around, looking at it in a different way.
100%. And the thing is, it's never too late. I think everyone talks about, I wish this, I wish that. Well, start now, right? You want to make a change, make it, you know, do it now. No time to, you know, the people say, I wish I'd done this 10 years ago. Just do it now if you want to do it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Hassan, for being on the show.
No,
I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, the next being the challenge, I want to do an ultra. That's the next one. As in run an ultra. So I've walked an ultra. I need to run an ultra. Now that I'm a runner,
right,
let's get the ultra in there. So whether it's 50 or 100K, I need to decide. So that's on my target list. Whether I'll fit it in this year, I need to see.
I won't be joining you on that one.
But yeah, no, that's me. I just love a challenge. I just keep going. This is what keeps me motivated, you know.
Yeah.
Doing it and just challenging myself and my body and, you know, seeing what I can do.
Well, thank you so much, Hassan, for talking to me. It's been great.
No, thank you. It's been lovely talking to you. Excellent. Now you're doing a good thing there. So really important to get these messages out there and, you know, and hopefully, you know, people get one or two things out of this, which will help them. That will be great. So it's funny how the world goes around, right? Yeah, we're all inspire each other, which is great. Yeah. And I look forward to your first marathon.
Well, I think you'll be waiting a while for that one.
Come on, no excuses.
No, there's no way I'll be doing a marathon. Oh, a half marathon, maybe. Yeah, that's me.
Okay, half. We'll get the half done then. No, sounds good. Take care.
Bye.
See ya.
Many thanks for listening today. And if you want all things Why Run, blogs, episode notes, and lots more information, check out www.whyrun.uk. Thanks a lot. Bye.